And a great feature of what we have here is one of the best libraries, as far as historians are concerned, going in terms of the sheer range of periodicals and material that you've got. Access, I'm thinking of something I've used a lot, is the local history, the Record Society publications, where this is one place you can guarantee relatively quick and easy access to all those mainline resources, and that's something you're still building on, isn't it, really?
Yes, we're not a rare books and manuscripts repository. We've never had much business. We do have archives, but not of that depth or range. But since the beginning of the Institute, the remit was to collect printed primary sources in history. So the editions and volumes of manuscript texts, which were being made more available because they were coming out in print. And over the years, we've built up that collection, predominantly, as you suggest, in British and Anglophone sources. But we do have a large range of European language sources as well. So Spanish, French, Dutch, German, Portuguese, Italian, the history of those countries and their own colonial empires. So it's a particular kind of library. It's bibliography, it's printed primary documents, it's finding aids, it's long runs of journals, record societies, official and semi-official publications, Hansard, Blue Books, that kind of thing. And what we've done since the 1990s is begin to digitise quite a large amount of that. So one of the flagship elements of our website is something called British History Online, where we have a lot of the kind of material you would expect to find as your reference tools of trade if you're working in local and regional history in the UK.
And this is something that's freely available for absolutely everybody.
So yes.
By going online.
Yes, it's all there.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Could you say a bit more about, you have really quite an extensive range of publications, from a sort of in-house journal through as you say, digital material, but it's quite a vast range because you've got a number of very specialist projects that have also always been located here. Can you say a bit more about that range of publications and how that might be of interest to people?
The Institute has always been a very hospitable place. So when it started up in the 20s, it became the home for the then Dictionary of National Biography. It was based here for a while. That was shortly joined by the Victoria County History, which HA members will probably know about, because it's a national local history resource. And that is with us to this day, and we're very proud of all that it does. For many years, the History of Parliament, which is now based in Bloomsbury Square, round the corner, was at the IHR, and the story goes that Sir Lewis Namier had his own hand towel in the bathroom with his own monogram on. No one else was allowed to use it. So over time, we have been the place where some very large scholarly publishing projects have been based. Mm. Alongside that, we have really run the UK National History Listings Service. So PhDs in history in the UK, teachers of history in the UK, the Royal Historical Society bibliography has always been compiled out of the Institute, and it's now very much a joint production. And all of those listings were originally published in a print format along with our journal, the Historical Research Journal, and now all of that exists in a digital format as well. And without knowing it, probably a lot of historians across the UK use particularly our web resources to identify historians in particular fields, the latest research, PhD topics, or simply looking up articles and books via the bibliography.